Hello, and welcome to everyone listening. On today's episode of History Mouse, we will be talking about the causes of World War I. With me today, I have Detective Mousy, who is an expert in military history. Welcome, Detective Mousy. Thank you, Ms. Tseng. It's a pleasure to be here. So, let's start with the burning question. What caused World War I? Well, there are four main components of one major event that set World War I into motion. What are the main components? Simple. Militarism, alliances, imperialism, and nationalism. You can remember them by remembering the word main. Main. Okay. MAIN. Can you explain those a little more? Sure. Militarism is the buildup of one's army. Countries started to build their military up in order to deter their enemies, but also to be prepared for when war happened. So, countries were like preppers? Yes, good job. They wanted to be ready for anything. I think I know what alliances are. Aren't they kind of friends? Yes, Miss Tseng, they are. Allies are countries that agree to support and back each other. Countries formed alliances for many reasons. One reason was protection. Smaller countries like Serbia made alliances with larger countries like Russia. Alliances in World War I were formed to protect and deter war from breaking out. Wait, countries formed alliances to deter war? How does that work? Well, you see, Ms. Tseng, countries tried to ally with large, powerful countries like Britain, Russia, or even Germany. Countries also tried to build up and stockpile alliances along with weapons. Think of your group of friends. If you have a small group of friends, but they are large and strong, are people going to want to mess with you? Probably not. What happens if you have a large group, but they are average, and are people going to still want to attack you? Probably not, because there are a lot of you. The same concept happened in World War I. So let's move to imperialism now. Imperialism deals with countries taking over other countries. This is where larger, more powerful countries steamroll smaller, weaker countries. A lot of imperialism took place in Africa, but some happened in Europe, and we'll talk about that later. Finally, nationalism, which is like extreme pride in one's country. These are the people that believe their country can do no wrong and that they are the best at everything. Wow, that's a lot of information. I know, but remember, main, MAIN. Militarism is building up your military. Alliances are your friends and supporters. Imperialism is taking over countries. And nationalism is extreme pride. Okay, I think that's reasonable. Well, but what does this have to do with the event that caused World War I? Well, the event kicked off a chain of reactions that might make more sense if I tell it to you as a story. So the event that really kicked off World War I is the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife. Wait, Detective Mousy, what is assassination? Assassination means the intentional killing of a political figure. Archduke Franz Ferdinand was the heir to the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. So, how did he get assassinated? Well, that all started in 1908 when Austria-Hungary took Bosnia, a country in Europe, Remember that imperialism we talked about? 6 years later, on June 28, 1914, Ferdinand and his wife were in Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia. Wait. It took 6 years for the assassination to happen? Yes, Miss Sang. They had to plan and they had to have an opportunity. While Ferdinand and his wife were on the way to inspect the military in Bosnia, a Bosnian nationalist attempted to bomb their car, but the bomb bounced off the car. The next attempt was on the way back from inspecting the military. Their driver took a wrong turn. While turning around, another Bosnian nationalist was able to walk up and shoot Ferdinand and his wife, killing both of them. Wow, he was able to just walk up to them? Yes. So what happened next? Obviously, Austria-Hungary was mad and wanted revenge on Serbia. Wait a minute. Serbia? What did they do? Well, Serbia helped support and supply the Bosnian nationalists who assassinated Austria-Hungary's Archduke Franz Ferdinand. But why, Detective Massey? Serbia was angry at Austria-Hungary for taking over Bosnia because Serbia wanted Bosnia. Oh, so they were jealous. Yes, Miss Singh, they were jealous. So how did it go from Austria-Hungary versus Serbia to a global war? Remember those alliances we talked about? Yes, Detective Massey? Well, after Serbia killed Franz Ferdinand, Austria-Hungary called on their allies to support them, and Serbia called on their allies for protection. I see. So then, fighting started months later, after everyone was ready? No, Miss Singh. Fighting started pretty quickly because everyone had been building up their military in preparation. Wow, that's one crazy story, Detective Massey. So an assassination set into motion by nationalism and imperialism led to alliances and militarism carrying out revenge. Thank you to Detective Massey for joining us. Tune in with us next time on History Mouse when we look at fighting in World War I.